Well, this is Harold Ballman in Chico, California. And since they want to know about me, I better start at the beginning. I was born in a rural country farm area in southeastern Pennsylvania on November 1932. And as people know from that era, we had no running water or no electricity. We did everything self-sufficiently from the seed out. And that's what I'm doing presently here in Chico. However, I'll get to that a little later. But we were self-supporting. We had to be. We had no choice. and everything was, we didn't have much money either, that's for sure. However, like Mom and the housewives, they relied on their dresses by utilizing what they called the flour bags and the feed bags that would come that we'd buy from the milling companies, and they had little flowers on them. So every month they'd look for and see what the different flowers were so they could change the design of the dresses. So that goes back a little bit. So it's not Fifth Avenue, that's for sure. Yeah. But we did everything by hand and by horses, and that's the way it was. That every farm was the same, little farms and so forth. And as far as our schooling was concerned, all eighth grade, the first eight grades were all in one room, a little schoolhouse. We were way out in the country, not many people. But it was a very efficient little school that the teacher had going there. As an example, they would spend time on the eighth grade at the beginning of the school year. And then in doing that, they would, the eighth graders, half a day, would help the seventh graders teach them, and the seventh graders, the sixth, the fifth, and so forth, right down the line. So it became, I believe, a very good way to teach with the resources that were available. And in fact, it might be something even that could be worked today in some of these schools compared to what they're teaching them, suppose. But anyhow, that's the way it worked. And that was pretty interesting to me, and it always gave you a little element of being able to teach the other kids. So you felt a little bit of pride about it, and if you were good at it, why, you had a little recognition in the school, you know, as your little teacher's helper, you know. That's the way that was. So anyhow, I spent my first 24 years on the farm, and then after that, why, I got drafted during the Korean War, and went into the Navy, and was aboard destroyers and so forth. And then later on, I was assigned to a classified area. It was a missile tracking station, the Lorraine Station, in San Salvador. It wasn't San Salvador the way south. It was a little island out in the Caribbean. And the missiles would be tracked from Patrick's Air Force Base down to us, and we would pick them up in radar and so forth. Which is, that Patrick's Air Force Base is now Cape Canaveral. Everybody knows that as what that is. Anyhow, I spent time, about 5 years in the Navy, had an injury, got flown back, and went to the hospital for a while, got taken care of, all that sort of thing. Then I went on from there, and when I got out then, I did go with the shipping company on the tankers around the world for quite a period of time. And then after that, I got tired of that, so then I came back and went into industrial lighting, that sort of thing, and then other jobs in between. And then in, I think it was about 1970, I think, is when I first came in contact with the Ascended Masters, and then later through the Summit and so forth. And then I had first come in contact with the Masters through a temple in south of Pismo Beach. It had to do with Madame Blavatsky and, of course, Omori and Hilarion and all those. Same Masters, of course. But that was my first contact. And I was writing a little book on reincarnation, and so that was very helpful to me in getting information on that at that time. But anyhow, I had done that, and then later through the Summit, and then, of course, on in with the Heart Center. And I was with, I went with Fidel Palmer to Santa Rosa to help charter one of the first heart centers. I'm sure everybody, most people know about that. And that was very interesting. And then I also participated on the mission tour that was had, and I was amazed at how many souls were actually freed up on the earth that were earthbound. I mean, some of these things that the masters do is just tremendous. So it's been very enlightening for me over many, many years. So that brings me to a point now that my main passion now at my age, I'm 83, I'm working here with a group in Chico with 10 acres of organic farming, and I'm trying to duplicate that in other areas if I get the funds for it and so forth, you know. But anyhow, I want to create some light centers based on Ascended Master's teachings and also organic farming. So that's what I'm up to these days. And just to mention something else that's come to mind, I think this would be worthwhile for everybody to jot down. Maybe some of you know about this. I don't know. But it's called the Damanhur, damanhur.org. This is considered to be the eighth wonder of the world, and it is in Turin, Italy, and started in about 1970, which it has to do with sustainability, but it's on a tremendous scale. It was started by just a few people with picks and shovels, and they buried into the ground 150 feet to build the most extraordinary temple. It's absolutely mind-boggling. They have a tremendous website, which you can, it's almost a book in itself to get on there. But it gives you things that are going to be coming in the future, and it's absolutely marvelous. I've been connected with it, but I'm studying the information that they have so that I, in turn, hopefully in due time, can incorporate some of that into the light stations that I have in mind. And I like to have these light stations with organic feed or food right near all the cities. You know, it's a big thing, but as many as I could get going. But I may only get one going, at least if I can make the template and get others to on board with it. But that's where I'm at right now on that sort of thing. But I just wanted to mention that to everyone. But it's called the Dreams of Damanhur or damanhur.org. You'll really be blessed by pulling that up. And that brings me almost full circle here. I don't know what my time commitment is here, but anyhow.
Well, Harold, thank you very much for that. And we're happy that you know about Damanhur. David Lewis actually did an interview with Krotalo, who is the ambassador for Damanhur, in one of our radio programs earlier this year. And also, there's a wonderful video about Damanhur. It's part of the Eco Villages DVD, which at one time we were selling through our store, I think. So, yes, we are familiar
wonderful.
With that. Yeah, so I'm so glad that you know about it, too. And, Harold,
yes.
Harold, I do have a question about when you were talking earlier and you mentioned that you had written a book about reincarnation. What inspired you, Harold, to write that book?
What inspired me was this. I was really a diligent student of the Bible. I must have read the Bible 100 times, and certain things just didn't click, or it seems like something was missing. And in the process, then I started finding little clues in the Bible, not many, because I think most of it's taken out. But anyhow, I did the research on that, and then in the temple in Halcyon, California, called the Temple of the People, and I was reading a lot of their literature and so forth, and Madame Blavatsky, of course, was the messenger then, and for the same masters, so that's what got me into it. And I thought, and then also, I think Elizabeth put out a book called The Christianity, the Reincarnation, The X Factor in Christianity. So I started digging into things then that really started making sense, because I just couldn't get it into my head why a child would be born lame or blind or this or why this is or whatever without a cause and effect, and for the soul to go on and have other activities connected with that cause and effect. So that's where I just got into it. That's all I can tell you.
And did you have any experiences yourself along these lines, or was it just a logical problem for you?
Well, it was a logical problem. However, I did meet up with some people, and I got to tell you this. Being a fundamental Christian, I came across the path of a well-rounded medium, and later we were married for 21 years. So I was writing my book on the Bible, on reincarnation, and because I knew I'd get crucified if I didn't have it correct. So she'd come out with things, and I'd say, is that in the Bible? And she said, I don't know. But I'll tell you, over 21 years, it sure enlarged me. It broadened my scope of things. So now it's old hat for me. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, thank you, Harold. Thank you very much for your story. We're so grateful that you are one of our wonderful heart friends, and grateful you're with us in the Heart Center, and grateful to know you. And for me personally, to have seen your organic farm. I have a picture of you up here on the screen, and it has the farm behind you and such lovely vegetables. And just to say one thing, when we talked about how wonderfully these things were growing, you mentioned that you would get up early and go out into the fields early in the morning and do your prayers and bring the violet flame to the elementals. And so
Yes. And well, you saw some of the size of those plants and those leaves, you know. In fact I want to have this is my dream, to have these places and then have the people trained in this with the ascended master, especially the violet flame. That's just a tremendous thing.
Well, I'm sure that elementals are very happy, and they support you in your work. So thank you very much, Harold. Thank you for being with us today.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.